Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Strange things are happening to the street. First the clock stopped, then they started to run backwards. But more serious was the discovery that all attempts to send the ship back towards Saturn only resulted in her traveling further away. Rocky, still weak and ill, is greatly concerned, especially when it occurs to him that they've become involved in some peculiar curve in time. To satisfy Di, who insists he must remain in bed, he has himself moved to a bunk on the control deck. There he supervises Mitch at the controls.
Well, that's 3 hours at full speed, Mitch. We should have a definite result from that.
Yeah, I'm just taking a fix now, Rocky.
Okay.
So now... Yeah. Here's the bearings. Cross bearings from the other star group.
Mm-hmm. The change in angle seems all wrong. Still, I'd better work it out.
Hey, isn't it about time you had your dressing changed? I'll get Di while you're doing it, huh?
Yeah, okay. Anything you like, Mitch.
Uh-huh. Hey, Di! Where are you, chicken? Di! There you are.
Rocky, is he...
Relax, he's fine. Just thought I'd remind you, it's time to do his dressing.
Oh, is it? What's so hard to judge time?
Yeah, working everything out backwards is enough to prepare a guy for the loony bin.
How's the navigation?
That's no good. Just took two fixes. Rocky's working them out. We both know from the angles we're further away than ever.
It's really serious, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just not game to think about it.
Well, this won't get the dressing done.
That's for sure. What happens if we can't get back to Earth? You thought of that?
It's simple enough. We stay in this part of the universe.
Yeah, nice and easy. How'd you make out, Rocky?
We're further away than ever, Mitch.
Oh, just as I thought. You know, it doesn't matter what speed we travel, we get no nearer.
Well, forget about astronautics for a moment and let us have a look at this wound.
Hmm? Oh, it's doing fine, Di. It really
is. Well, it's best
is.
To make sure.
Yeah, if it is, Rocky boy, it's because of the terrific job Di did patching you up again.
Yes, I know that.
I'm sorry. It's much better. Mm-hmm. It's healing nicely.
Oh, good. Then perhaps I can stop playing the invalid.
No, not yet, Rocky. You may need all your strength. It's best to get it back quickly, by rest.
What are you thinking, Di?
Well, if we can't get away from this corner of the universe, we'll just have to find a planetoid planet. Just whatever we can and make a home there.
A nice prospect, back to the Stone Age, carving civilization out of the wilderness.
You seem to have made up your mind that we're beaten.
No, I'm just facing up to possibilities. Mm-hmm. Oh, is the bandage too tight?
Yeah, just a little tight.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, marooned out here. It's like sailors washed up on some desert island in the olden times. Yeah, there must be some way out of this, Rocky.
Perhaps, but I just can't imagine what it is, Mitch.
Well, you're not giving up too, are you?
No, but... perhaps Di's right about facing up to things. And let's face it honestly, Mitch.
Yeah.
Unless we can find some way around this time force, we'll have to stay here whether we like it or not.
Rocky watches Mitch turn and look hopelessly out the window at the star-sprinkled blackness of this alien space. For the first time in his life, Rocky feels he's really admitted defeat. At this moment, some distance across space, the Taurus is rapidly approaching a cloud-wrapped planet.
Can't get a look at it at all. Everything is completely blanketed in cloud.
Ivan, you won't land the ship without some sort of inspection first,
will you? Of course not. We can do the same as when we arrived at Astros, go into an orbit around the planet.
It doesn't look as if we'll see much even then, unless it's an orbit beneath the cloud. You know, I thought planets were supposed to be few and far between, but we're finding them easy enough out here. This one isn't so terribly far from Astros.
No. I think they must both belong to the same solar system.
I wish I could get a look at what's under those clouds. Not a single break anywhere.
If that is all water vapor, it will be a place with a very wet climate.
No clear sky at all. It must rain all the time.
Well, if that's the way it is, why bother to land?
We must find if it has a breathable atmosphere, Paul. And if there is normal air, we cannot afford to just pass by. There is no telling how many millions of miles we may have to fly before we reach another suitable planet.
If you could call that suitable.
We're getting close now. It seems to be coming towards us faster and faster.
Time, I think, to alter course. A gradual spiral that will take us down into an orbit. Firing deflector rockets. Stand by.
Smoothly, the Taurus's nose swings away from the planet ahead. Like a huge ball of gray mist, it slips to one side, grows bigger, ever bigger, and the ship eases closer into an encircling orbit. Ivan reaches for the controls.
We'll have to start reducing speed so we can fall into an orbit. Stand by for deceleration. Firing deceleration rockets. Still too fast. I'll give us another burst. Stand by again. Ah, that should do it. Now let's see. Oh, still too fast. Stand by again.
Well, that looks like it.
Surely there must be a break somewhere in the clouds.
I can't see one, Ilmer.
Could we use the radar to see what's down there?
It will not give us a picture, Ilmer, only a pattern.
Well, still, it might give us some idea. I'll switch it on. I'll train it directly below us and see what it shows.
It's nothing very clear, Paul.
Adjust range, Paul.
I don't know what the range is.
Keep varying until it comes clear.
Right. Well, that's looking better.
There's a definite shape of something. It's like a map.
Yes. There is hills and rivers. See, there are half a dozen rivers.
I suppose they are hills. It's hard to be sure from this.
That flat sort of space here. Look, what would that be? Look, see here.
Yes, it links with the rivers. Perhaps a sea?
Or a swamp.
Then we were right about the rain.
All this tells me so little. There is nothing to indicate what sort of country, what grows there.
Well, at least it gives us the range.
What is it?
Mileage conversion. 103 miles.
Well, there's plenty of height yet. What do we do? Wait for a break in the cloud or go down lower?
If we could find a break, it might be safer.
What do you think, Paul?
There's been no sign of one ever since we've had the planet in view. It might be an idea to go down.
The question is, how far do the clouds extend?
Well, what say we have a look? If we go too far down and still can't get underneath them, we can always blast up out of it again.
I think that is best. Ilma?
Whatever you feel, Ivan.
All right, I'll decelerate. Stand by, firing deceleration rockets.
Wait. How will we know how far we are above the ground? The cloud may go all the way.
Yes, that is a good thought.
Say if I stand by the radar.
Yes. Keep the pattern in sharp focus. We will get a range from there.
Right. Well, down you go.
All right. Firing deceleration rockets.
As the rocket blasts thunder from her forehead tubes, the Taurus slackens speed. Slowly, she starts to fall downwards toward the hidden surface of the planet. The writhing masses of cloud come closer, closer. Then the ship is engulfed in thick, white obscurity. Paul's face is tense as he watches the radar screen, slowly adjusting and calling range.
90 miles. 79 miles. 68 miles.
Oh, just nothing. It must end soon.
51 miles. Isn't it thinning yet, Ivan?
No.
42 miles.
I think... Yes, it's clearing ahead.
35 miles.
Look, it's clear.
We're through.
Stand by. Firing deflector rockets.
Oh, I don't know when I've ever been so nervous.
Oh, I thought we were never getting through it.
We need a little more speed. Stand by. That should give us an orbit.
Look at it down there.
The whole place looks a jungle of vegetation.
Now, Paul, quick, bring up the telescreen.
This should give us a better look. There, bring it in close.
It is a jungle. And you were right about the swamp, look.
It's a place of great rain. Look, something is moving down there.
Where?
Near the edge of the swamp. I can see it.
Looks like some huge kind of animal. I'll see if I can bring it closer. Mighty Ike!
It's a tremendous animal.
There's another. They're like ancient dinosaurs or something.
The atmosphere gauges. We didn't check. This must be a young planet. It's like the Earth was millions of years ago.
Normal atmosphere.
A prehistoric world. Surely it's no use landing down there. No,
I wouldn't think so. What do you reckon, Ivan?
It seems little use to... You have it out of focus on the telescreen, Paul.
I haven't touched focus.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Then we must be still falling. Check the range on their radar.
22 miles.
It was 35 a minute ago. Stand by, firing rockets.
What's wrong?
They won't fire.
There they go.
They're not firing properly. Something is wrong. Hi, Paul.
16 miles.
We're still falling.
Oh, no.
It is hopeless. Get ready for a crash landing.
Again and again, Ivan's finger stabs at the firing button, but the Taurus sinks rapidly toward the primeval lands below. What new dangers await her crew now? There is excitement ahead, so don't miss the next action-packed chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!